anything big enough to worry about hitting, that is, anything big enough to see with a strong magnifying glass, goes through the first field and comes out with a very strong negative charge all over its surface. As it enters the second field, it's repelled away from the path of the ship. If the object is too big to be pushed around this way, we can sense it at a greater distance and maneuver out of its way.
I shouldn't have to emphasize how formidable a weapon this is.
When the anniversary was struck, our rate of speed with respect to the enemy was such that we traveled our own length every 1/10th of a second. Further, we were jerking around erratically with a constantly changing and purely random lateral acceleration. Thus, the objects that struck us must have been guided, not aimed, and the guidance system was self-contained, since there were no Torrens alive at the time they struck us. All of this in a package, no larger than a small pebble. Most of you are too young to remember the term future shock. Back in the 70s, some people felt that technological progress was so rapid that people, normal people, couldn't cope with it, that they wouldn't have time to get used to the present before the future was upon them. A man named Toffler coined the term future shock to describe this situation. The Commodore could get pretty academic. We're caught up in a physical situation that resembles this scholarly concept. The result has been disaster, tragedy. And as we discussed in our last meeting, there is no way to counter it. Relativity traps us in the enemy's past. Relativity brings them from our future. We can only hope that next time the situation will be reversed. And all we can do to help bring that about is to try to get back to Stargate, and then to Earth, where specialists may be able to deduce something, some sort of counterweapon, from the nature of the damage. Now, we could attack the Torrens portal planet from space and perhaps destroy the base without using you infantry. But I think there would be a very great risk involved. We might be shot down by whatever hit us today and never return to Stargate with what I consider to be vital information. We could send a drone with a message detailing our assumptions about this new enemy weapon, but that might be inadequate. And the force would be that much further behind, technologically.